Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In Pittsburgh, we need to be making bets on guys who are not proven. We may be able to make some bets on guys that are proven, and we'll pursue that too, but some of the targets have to be guys who are unproven. I believe we're getting more clear all the time on what the combination of traits are that we should be making the best bet on. So in terms of acquisition, that's what I would say.
95% of the show today is going to be football. Pat Bostic's going to join us at 7 o'clock, Bill Hillgrove at 7:50. We got Quiz Callis at 8:50, a whole bunch of hijinks and fun on this Thursday of a Steelers bye week where we can kind of goof off and mix the sports in. Someone did text in and say that Pac-Man was a cartoon in the 1980s, and then they sent a picture of all the Pac-Man cartoon characters. And let me tell you something. I can understand why Pac-Man made her Mrs. Pac-Man. That ball is hot.
Callis didn't know that, though.
Of course
doesn't
not.
Matter what I did or didn't know. We're talking about reality here. Pac-Man's a cartoon.
This clearly wasn't a good cartoon.
How long did it run? It's hard to say. So we heard Ben Charrington there. That's the second time we've played that quote today. Because there's another organization that I think we can all compare the Pirates to. Market size, amount of money that they could spend, and that's the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, there were two finalists for the Pirates general manager job. One of them was Ben Charrington. The other was Matt Arnold. Matt Arnold, the Brewers GM, and the Brewers have been very good. The difference between the Pirates and the Brewers, well, one of the many, is that the Brewers have spent about $35 million more than the Pirates spent this year. Let's say the Pirates had $35 million to spend this offseason that they're legitimately going to spend. Do you even trust Ben Charrington to spend that on the right guys? I don't. He said you need to bet on unproven guys.
Right. No. Not at all.
So, any way you slice it, you can't feel good about this general manager situation. For example, here are some of the guys that they have brought in. Rowdy Tellez. He was proven, but coming off a down year, so you're making a bet, and then what happened? He stunk, and he's most famously going to be remembered here in Pittsburgh for defending David Bednar in a way that rubbed a lot of Pirates fans the wrong way, because you'd only been here for 7 minutes, and you're telling Pirates fans, we don't boo around here. Well, you're not part of the we. Adam Frazier gets brought back. Michael A. Taylor.
Man.
The guy who could field. He did hit 20 home runs with the Washington Nationals, but then what happened? He didn't do that here. Tommy Pham, who actually wound up being a pretty good acquisition from a hitting the baseball standpoint later on in the season. I mean, he did some weird stuff, like tell those Angels fans that show them how to wax a carrot. Almost get into fisticuffs a couple of times with other teams, but he couldn't see at the beginning of the season. And if he had been competitive early, maybe the Pirates would have been a little bit more competitive early. So really, come on. Alexander Canario, another guy that they made a bet on, unproven. Let's see what he can do. Joey Bart, who in year one was very good. Year two reverted back into Joey Bart.
Yep.
The list goes on and on and on. Can we think of a guy that they brought in, not a pitcher, that has been successful?
Horowitz.
He would be the one.
But
he was an unproven, he was moderately proven.
Moderately proven, but you bring him in and then he, you know, is out for, what, 2 months?
Right, because he had a quote-unquote chronic wrist injury.
Right.
Which they knew about when they acquired him. And again, same thing with Pham. If Pham hit the way he hit in the second half all season long, and Horowitz hit the way he did the last month and a half all season long and was healthy, maybe it's a... Dublin. Maybe it's a different story. But that's not what happened. And did they not know that Tommy Pham had eye issues? They definitely knew that Spencer Horowitz had wrist issues. Guys, general manager matters. And maybe I'm preaching to the choir here. And a texter does make a good point at 412-928-9370. The owner's the guy who's allowing the GM to overstay his welcome. So it ultimately always does come back to the owner. It's the same thing with the Steelers. If you hate Mike Tomlin, you could say, hey, Art, why are you keeping this guy around?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the defensive coordinator, you can always say, hey, Mike, why are you keeping this guy around? Like, it's always the next guy up's fault. But they won here with Neil Huntington. They did. Especially relative to how much they won prior to him getting there or post his firing. But you look at the Guardians, just to revisit them real quick, because they're the reason for the conversation. They've had winning seasons in 10 of the last 13 years. That's not the Yankees. That's not the Dodgers. That's not the Phillies. That's not the Mets. That's not these teams that can spend millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. We're talking about Cleveland, a comparatively similar size market to the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they've had winning seasons in 10 out of 13 years. They're so used to the playoffs, they didn't even sell out their playoff games.
Right.
Like, they've grown numb to the fact that their team makes it and then doesn't advance all that far all the time because you have to go up against the Goliaths eventually. But they're bored with it. That's how successful they've been. That drives me up a wall because it could be us.
Yes.
If you hired the right GM. 412-928-9370. They've made the playoffs in 8 out of 13 years. The Pirates have made the playoffs during 3 times in our cognizant lifetime. I don't remember when Sid Slid. I don't remember Barry Bonds being here. I was an infant. 3 times in 35 years.
And the toughest part about this is what we're going to get moving forward. Like, you need a competent GM. You need to be able to develop. You obviously need to spend money, but all those things that you need to do are not going to happen because it's still going to be the same. And you played that clip, and I played it the other day whenever you were out, of him saying, quote, you know, paraphrasing here, saying that we need to get unproven players. Like, that's it right there. That's all I needed. That's all I needed to hear to know that it is not going to change.
Right.
That's all I needed to hear. We need to create the depth of, you know, with unproven players. We do need to look at some guys that are proven, but basically our team in Pittsburgh is going to be built around unproven players and having to develop those players and them becoming mainstays in our lineup. It's not going to change.
That's the word right there is change, and you highlight it and you underline it and you bold it and you blow it up to 47-point font. It's not going to change.
Nope.
What I heard from Travis Williams was goal is to make the playoffs 2026, full stop, sort of implying that there'd be change. And then the GM speaks, and his philosophy hasn't changed. He's going to operate this offseason the way that he's operated every single offseason while he's been on the job.
Yep.
And that's not good enough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.